The U.S. general, who has overall command of NATO troops in Bosnia, today ordered an investigation into a recent standoff between NATO inspectors and Bosnian Serbs at a weapons bunker in central Bosnia. The review by General George Jawan is prompted by NATO's admission today that the Bosnian Serbs had not denied them access to the bunker. The NATO inspectors themselves decided not to go in because they were told their escort would be Bosnian Serb Army General Ratko Mladic. The general is an indicted war criminal. Rather than confront Mladic, the inspectors backed off. NPR's Martha Raddatz has this story.
For the past 4 days, reporters in Sarajevo have heard the same line from IFOR spokesman again and again. Bosnian Serbs, reporters were told, were denying NATO inspectors access to a weapons bunker in Han Pisac, a violation, said Captain Mark Van Dyke just yesterday, of the Dayton Peace Accords.
There is a willful attempt to prevent IFOR forces from inspecting certain sites, and we've made it known repeatedly to the leadership of the military and political bodies of Republika Srpska and the Federation that we will not tolerate such acts of noncompliance.
But what Van Dyke didn't say or didn't know yesterday became quite clear today. NATO inspectors were not turned away from the bunker, but they were told that if they wanted to get inside, Army General Ratko Mladic, who is headquartered at Han Pisac, would be their guide. U.S. Major General John Sylvester, acting chief of staff to the commander of NATO-led ground forces, tried to clarify what exactly the Bosnian Serbs had said over the weekend.
They did say on Saturday when we were there, if you go any further, you go with Mladic. And we said, we don't accept conditions for our inspections. And if you're denying, therefore, us to inspect unconditionally, we're not going to do it that way.
The conditions, as Sylvester characterized them, could not have put the inspectors in a more uncomfortable position. Mladic is a wanted man, accused of horrendous war crimes. NATO has said repeatedly that it will detain those men indicted by the War Crimes Tribunal if IFOR troops encounter them under certain conditions. General Sylvester said in this case, those conditions didn't exist.
He was not being given to us, and in fact, if he was, we certainly would have taken him. But they didn't offer him up to us. They merely said that this 24-man, as you were, it was a 7-man inspection team the first day, come into the middle of 200 to 300 armed men who have sworn their life to protect this guy, and he'll escort you through the bunker, knowing that we have a requirement to detain this guy if we come into him in the course of our normal operations, and it is prudent to capture him. Now, I don't think it would be real prudent to put 7 men in that particular position.
So, said Sylvester, the 7 inspectors retreated and asked for reinforcement to go into the bunker if the standoff continued. The reinforcement, or hardening of the military position, as it's called, and evacuation of civilians in the area, took days. Meanwhile, if Mladic was in fact inside, he would have had plenty of time to get out of town. General George Jawan, the overall commander of troops in Bosnia, said this was not an operation that could have been done quickly.
It doesn't happen that quickly, that if they were confronted with the situation that 30 minutes later you have the sufficient force to do a forced entry into that sort of facility. That is not in the guidance that we're given in terms of as the tactical situation permits. I think that needs to be clearly understood.
But Jawan confirms that NATO commanders in Bosnia were planning an attack on the bunker if the Bosnian Serbs hadn't allowed the inspectors into the bunker, as they finally did yesterday. If indicted war criminals were inside that bunker, said Jawan, they would have been arrested. So why does the general that is talking tough today want a review of what happened in Han Pisac? Because Jawan said that the information about Mladic's possible presence inside the bunker was not passed on to him. He was told that an attack was being planned, and he's certainly aware that Mladic is headquartered in Han Pisac, but beyond that, the man in charge was apparently not clued in. And arresting an indicted war criminal would be no small thing. In a recent interview, Secretary of Defense William Perry explained what could happen if such a mission were undertaken.
It would involve bloodshed. It could very well dramatically complicate the IFOR mission. That's not a reason for not doing it. It's just an understanding that it would be a complicated and difficult mission to execute. Therefore, it seems to me that before we seriously consider that kind of a mission, we should have exhausted our diplomatic alternatives.
General Jalwin said once the review of this incident is completed, it will be made public, and the Pentagon believes it will be made public very soon. I'm Martha Raddatz in Washington.